We are given the comedy of Trump, literally a comedy this time, as it was impossible to take the man seriously. But the ones who stand behind, hidden behind the curtain, no longer care that we see the comedy, see that the politics they give us for entertainment is indeed nothing but theater. How long will we pretend that we're children? We've long since grown up, but we stay in our knickers. We keep wearing our short pants. Why? We've seen this play over and over. We know Power's game. It is so old. We have social media. We can type one day global general strike, put it out to mull, stimulate thought. Why not? Must we wait for them to impose Orion or whoever it is they line up next? Why not start writing, singing, dancing, planning our own world into being? The world in our image of love, not theirs, of hate. So the first step, showing up for the one day global general strike and party for Prince, is easy compared to those that come next, because that first step cannot be undermined by agents. Let's figure, serious biz, you know? You show up, you're for it. Then we plan. But it's the next steps that we need to figure out. Let's figure out how to make the next ones likewise, to ensure that, as Prince says, whatever we do, we keep it moving. We don't stop the groove. There are some understandings that are key. Perhaps each one of us should keep a running list and compare our notes while we dance to them. For instance, the true machinery of state they keep hidden. The forefront is just duped. Duped children, duped brothers and sisters. We must not get stuck in anger at them. Anger, period, is non-productive. And render therefore unto Caesar the things which be Caesar's, and unto God the things which be God's. What is Caesar's, the state's? And what belongs only to us? What is the state utterly incapable of? Love, sharing, art. What do they seek to destroy in us? Our unique love, sharing, art. So what is ours and never Caesar's? That which they cannot make and continuously seek to annihilate in us, love, sharing, art, aka the song of freedom spun through our voices and hands. They have none themselves and want none for us. Let them keep what they own. We want none of it. It remains for us to discuss then what belongs to them. The earth cannot. She is our grandmother. We cannot alienate her. As for our bodies, we are her children. We cannot dishonor her. We are for each other, the infinite. So what they covet, which is not our flesh and blood and love or our grandmothers, which we share cooperatively without force, but cannot possess. That is, when they covet that which is dead, i.e., non-generative of life, I think we should reply, you are welcome to it, but leave life to us and leave us for life.